Hey guys, welcome back to my show. Today's episode we'll be talking about a very important topic. It is fully based off self-love and how to show yourself the care and love you need before you do that to someone else. It also is going to be talking about how we can grow as a person by showing ourselves the love and care we need. So let's begin. First of all, self-love is a very broad, definitive topic. It is very one-sided because you may feel like you're giving yourself self-love if you're going to the spa or going out with family or whatever, but that is not self-love because it's not for yourself. You may enjoy it, but it is not even self-care really, because if you think about it, self-love is when you're loving yourself. It's literally in the definition, self and love. But the word love itself is undefinitive, which means that many people have different definitions of it. There's so many definitions, I don't want to go deeper into that, but the main thing to know is that self-love is fully about you. It's about caring for yourself and loving yourself and making sure you're happy and not hurting yourself through like self-deprecating, like mean thoughts, negative self-talk. I know I myself do have that problem sometimes, which is why I'm doing this episode, to talk about how self-love works and how you can do it, especially if you have a lot of negative self-talk for no reason. Because negative self-talk often just stems from like insecurities that just are pointless, you know. Some people, they have insecurities about like, you know, their appearances or their hobbies and things like that. For me, actually, let's not talk about me right now. I'm just going to talk about the overall, aspect of this whole insecurity business. So, thing with negative self-talk is your brain starts attacking you because it knows your weakness and strengths. So, it's going to play on your weaknesses and just try to bring you down. That's what we do not want. That's what this whole self-love thing is all about. It's about showing yourself, showing the world, or even... Now, actually... Let me rephrase that. Showing the world through yourself that you can do it. You know, not have yourself or anyone else tell you you can't. I feel like the word you can't or you shall not or any of the negative things, I feel like turning it into a positive reinforcement is really important. Like, for example, I used to be like, I do not think I can ever write a good song, because most of my songs were like, you know, iffy, you know, it did not make any sense, or just wasn't a very positive tone that I wanted to set. Kept turning into a happy to sad song or sad to happy. It always had to have a sad part. I was like, I can never do it. But then I was like, you know, just improve, like, you know, just keep writing, keep figuring out what you want to figure out and say what you want to say. The moment I started doing that, everything was starting to become way clearer in my head, in my mind, my heart, and I was able to do what I wanted to do. This brings me to my next point. Being a people pleaser is actually one of the craziest, most like intense parts of this whole cycle of I'm not gonna do this because this is gonna hurt another person. I'm not gonna sing because this person doesn't like my voice. I'm not gonna paint because this person said this thing about me. Now, when you do the whole people pleaser, this person doesn't like that, he said, she said, whatever, all of that business, it ruins the whole vibe, the whole thing you're trying to go for. You may have written the best song ever, or may have done the best artwork ever, or done anything that's amazing, and you think you did amazing, but you're not putting it out, or not releasing it, or not doing whatever with it, because someone else said so. Now, of course, that doesn't mean, like, you know, rebel against, like, social leaders or whatever, but it does mean that you do not always have to please others, even if it means hurting them. But what I mean by that is not like hurting them in the sense like physically or emotionally. I mean like if it's like something negative self-talk types, if they're like, you know, being harmful in the sense that they're talking about your creativity with a negative tone, in that sense, like if they think they're better than you, let them think that. I don't think that kind of need to talk about it so much that they kind of become fed up with it. If you do not even react to them, for me, again, that's something I struggle with too, where like I tend to react very quickly. So not having, giving a reaction to the haters, not giving a reaction to the people who bring you down, your mind, your family, your friends, anyone, is the most important thing I can tell you right now. Because in the future, especially if you're a teenager now, it's only going to get harder from here. I'm sorry, that's just the plain truth. I mean, so many people out there, so many people I've interviewed who continuously talk about, like, you know, the successes and the great things I've done, but at the back of my head and back of their head, they know that that's not true, because it's all about struggle, honestly. Like, the thing about creative industry is, though it can be satisfying and gratifying to even be part of this whole big community, it almost always ends in, like, having at least one struggling point, or even several. Like, I'm trying to think who, I'm just gonna take Taylor Swift for an example. She has gone through so much. She, first of all, she started off in country. She was amazing in the country scene, and then she moved on to the pop scene. Now, of course, I'm not really sure why she moved. Maybe because she just wanted to, because that's what the society wanted, that's what they expected from her. Not sure about that. I'm gonna do some more research and talk about that later in some other episodes. But she also faced a lot of, like, you know, body shaming issues and a lot of other things. So the point is that no one ever gets where they are without that struggle. So, like, main thing I'm trying to say is that, like, self-love, again, is a very important skill, or a very important thing you need to learn so that you can thrive in an environment with, like, high stress and all of that. The main thing, and actually the main question I want you to ask yourself, is, like, what do you really want? Do you want people to constantly, like, just tell you what to do? Or do you want to be your own boss and just lead the world by example through yourself? Second question I want you to ask is, what are your dreams? Do you dream to be part of the industry because someone else told you to, or do you want to do it because you want? That's actually the main thing, because if you do not really want to even be a painter or creative person or a doctor or whatever, it won't matter in the long run. You could be the best singer, the worst singer, and it wouldn't matter, because no one would care enough, because the quality you would have if you really wanted to do it would be different versus if you did not want to do it. For example, if I tried to, like, make a new app but I'm not really interested, the app would be bad, like really bad, versus if I write a very good song because I love singing and I want to do this, it's gonna be really good. Why? Because I know myself what I want. That's, again, like, you know, on a slight tangent, I think with all the AI stuff and all that things, it's kind of like, you know, diminishing, like, the whole creative self-talk, because it does it for you. It already has expression it needs, it just makes it for you. But again, in my several interviews, we have talked about how AI is helping people, so I guess it does help people. I'm not too sure about where I stand in this whole AI debate, but we'll talk more about that in a different episode. Back to what we're talking about right now. My third question I want you to ask is, why do you need validation from others? Is it because you don't think you're good enough, or is it just because that's what you used to? So these are a few things I need you to ask yourself. And in my next couple episodes, I'll be talking about, you know, self-expression, how not to be a people pleaser, how to limit self-talk, negative self-talk, and all of that. Anyways, thank you so much for, everyone, for being part of this episode. I hope you all learned something new and continue to love yourself. Thank you so much and have a nice day. Also, don't forget to check out the Grammys on the links I'll provide in the link box. And yeah, what else? Oh yeah, I'll be putting up a few other links in there too if you want to check that out for help in terms of self-love. Thank you so much, everyone, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.